15th Saturday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. The Pharisees went out and made plans to get rid of Jesus. As Jesus was aware of the plot, he went away from that place. Many people followed him, and he cured all who were sick. Then he gave them strict orders not to make him known. In this way, Isaiah's prophecy was fulfilled. Here is my servant, whom I have chosen, the one I love, and with whom I am pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will announce my judgment to the nations. He will not argue or shout, nor will his voice be heard in the streets. The bruised reed he will not crush, nor snuff out the smouldering wick. He will persist until justice is made victorious, and in him all the nations will put their hope. The commentary today is from Father Josep Maria Massana y Mola from Barcelona in Catalonia. Today the Gospel delivers a double message. On the one hand, Jesus calls us with a beautiful invitation to follow him. Many people followed him, and he cured all who were sick. If we follow him, we shall find the remedy for all the troubles of our journey. As we were reminded not long ago, "Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." On the other hand, we are shown the value of gentle love. He will not argue or shout. He knows we are burdened and weary because of the heaviness of our temperamental and physical weaknesses. And for this unexpected cross that has visited us with all its coarseness, with all our disagreements, disappointments, grief and sorrow. In fact, the Pharisees went out and made plans to get rid of Jesus. And if we know the disciple is not above his teacher, we should be conscious that we shall also have to suffer from incomprehension and persecution. All in all, it is a heavy burden upon us, a load that strains us, and we feel as if Jesus would be saying, "Cast off your load at my feet, and I will take care of it. Give me that heavy burden that crushes you, and I will carry it. Unload your worries and turn them over to me." It is kind of funny. Jesus invites us to cast off our burden while he is offering us another one, his yoke, with the promise, however, that it is a soft and light one. He wants to show us that we cannot go around the world without any burden. We are to carry some kind of load, but let it not be our bundle full of materialism. Let it be instead his burden that does not encumber us. In Africa, mothers and elder sisters carry their offspring on their back. A missionary once saw a girl carrying her little brother, and he asked her, "Are you sure he is not too heavy for you?" And she answered back without thinking twice, "He's not heavy. He's my little brother. And I love him." Love Jesus' yoke. It is not only light, but it also sets us free from all that overwhelms us.